I rang it, Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Ira Hodgkins came to Abner for advice in regard to his trouble in the home. It seems that Ira's mother-in-law has suggested that Ira is lazy, that he should give up his livery stable and get into a profitable business. Abner advised him to offer to change jobs with his wife and mother-in-law to prove how hard he actually works. As we look in on the little community today, we find Ira in the Jot 'em Down store and library talking to Abner. Listen.
And your woman and your mother-in-law actually taking you up on Heidi, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're down at the livery stable right now. They've been down there all morning.
Well,
I kind of sent her down there a while ago, and they asked me a couple of questions about how to run things. I wouldn't tell them nothing. Not a dead young thing.
Good for you, Ari.
Well, I figure this way. Let them try and run up their place all by themselves. If they're so all-fired smart, let them find out things for themselves. That's the way I figure.
Yeah, well, I know you sure done a good job of talking them into that, Ari.
No, I done it.
Yeah, say, by the way, have you got your part of the work over at your home did already today?
You mean them there washings?
Yeah, what'd you do, this knock that out for breakfast or something like that?
Well, no, I thought I'd run on home sometime this afternoon and do that.
Oh.
You see, there were just a couple of washings left to be did. Hardly worth getting my hand wet for.
No, of course not, of course not.
I got three more washings I'm supposed to pick up sometime today.
Three more?
Yeah, I figured I'd just wait and knock them all out same time. Won't take over, 20, 30 minutes.
That long?
Well, you see, I'm a little new at that airline of work.
Yeah.
But now you take Josie. She's been doing that for years, and yet still it takes her from morning till night to get that there washing out.
Well, women folks just can't work steady like men folks are. They're sort of frail, you know.
Yeah, you're right, Abner. They just can't.
Yeah, well, it won't be long before she'll be back home where she belongs doing that woman's work.
Well, I know she will. I tell you, Abner, you don't know how proud I am to have a friend like you that can give me such good advice.
Oh, tut. Don't even mention it, Art.
Well, I'm serious, though, Abner. I don't know what I'd have did if I never had you to turn to.
Yeah, well, you've got to give yourself some credit, too, Ari. You were smart enough to come to the right man, I'll say that for you. I don't like to brag on myself, but I will say this for me. I sure had good success with my advice bureau. Well, just take Lum, for instance.
Well, don't tell me that he went and won that there singing contest there at Hot Springs.
Well, no, not exactly. Well, facts is, I don't know how he's doing in that. I got a card from him yesterday, but that was before the contest started, and I ain't heard from him since.
Well, he'll never get nowhere in that thing. Now, I sat next to him in church 2 minutes and tried to sing alongside of him. Why, he'll have you off the tune before you get 2 measures into the hymn.
Yeah, well, he is sort of a poor singer when you come right down to it, I reckon. And that might handicap him a little in a singing contest. I don't know.
Yeah, if that was your idea, Abner, for him to get into that there thing, I don't see how you can say you have such good success with your advice.
Well, see, the main idea was to get Miss Emmeline interested in him. And it sure has worked out, too. I don't know how many times she's called up here asking if I've heard anything from Lum yet.
Hey, she actually called up, huh?
Oh, yeah. And for that, she never even knowed Lum was alive.
Well, I hope your advice works as good for me.
Oh, it will, all right, will. I've had nothing but success with everything. Well, it is, except Walt Bates, of course.
Walt Bates?
Yeah. Still might figure something out for him, though.
What's his trouble?
Well, you know, that absent business over at the war plant. Workers can't find nothing to do here in Pine Ridge over the weekend, so most of them leave town. And some of them don't get back till Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, I knowed about that.
And on account of that, well, Walt's sort of falling behind on his war contracts. Fact is, some government feller's been out here talking to him about it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you could do to keep them there fellas in town. That's one problem that just ain't got no solution.
Well, that's sort of the way I look at it, too, Art.
Yeah. Nobody can figure that out.
No, I'm afraid you're right. Well, here, I've got to get some work did around the store here, Art, if you'll just excuse me here.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead. I reckon I ought to be running along anyways. Pick up in there the washings. Ms. Blevins is one of them.
Yeah, well, maybe you ought to do that. Sorrowful I have to break up our little talk here, but I've just got about twice as much work to do here since Lum's gone, you know.
Well, I thought your papa was a-hipping you around the store.
Well, he was, but he ain't showed up today. This morning at breakfast, he said he had some big problem he's working on. I ain't saw him since.
Well, I believe I run along, Abner. I might slant it down by the livery stable and peek in the window there and see how they're getting along. That's one of the funniest sights I have ever saw.
Yes, well, I can imagine.
Well, they've got no more idea what they're doing around down there than a man in the moon.
Why, of course. More like they're trying to feed them horses sandwiches and cocoa.
Well, no telling what they'll do. Well, I hope they don't bankrupt me before I get back in there.
Well, how can they bankrupt you, Harry? You admitted just that you don't make no money over there, just barely breaking even.
Yeah, but they'll figure out some way to bankrupt me. You don't know them there two women.
Oh, well, they won't be in there long enough to do nothing like that. Fact is, I bound you right this minute they're just dying to get back home to that nice, easy washing job. If you went over there right now and ask him... Oh, well, there's Papa finally showing up, I see.
You reckon I ought to ask Josie if she wants to trade back now?
Oh, no, not yet, Ar. No, I wouldn't do that yet, no. Where you been, Papa?
Working on the problem, son. Working on the problem. That's right. Oh, howdy, Ar.
Howdy, Mr. Peabody.
What problem's that, Papa?
Yeah, sir. I need to locate about 6 more teams.
Teams? Teams of horses?
Yeah, teams of horses, sure.
What do you want teams for? I got a whole stable full of them over there.
Oh, she's already figuring on them. She needs 6 more sides to what she's got.
Yeah, wait a minute. What are you talking about, Papa?
Why, Ira's wife and mama-in-law have rented that old CCC building right outside of town, and they're going to have a box supper and dance there every Saturday night.
Who is?
That'll cut down that absence.
Sir, Papa, now, for the land's sake, just stop a minute. What in the world are you talking about?
Oh, what's that there about hiring teams?
Yeah, she needs 6 more.
Oh,
6 teams.
My women, you mean?
Yeah. Well, your mama-in-law done most of the talking. You're going to charge him $1 a head.
Who's going to charge who $1 a head for what, Papa?
The livery stable is. They're going to charge these workers over at Walt Bates's war plant $1 a head to tote them out to the dance every Saturday night.
Oh.
Yeah. That way, they won't use essential gas and tires because they're going to use horses and wagons and have an old-fashioned hayride.
Yeah, well, now, wait just a minute now, Papa.
You won't have to worry, son. You won't have to. I told you I'd work out Walt Bates's problem for you, and I've done work to that already.
Well,
it was for the idea 100%.
Well, wait a minute now. Let me get this here straight, Mr. Peabody. You mean my livery stable is going to haul all them there workers out there and charge them $1 a head?
Yeah, that's the way I figured it out. Everybody's for it, but we'll need 6 more teams.
Why, of course I will. Jimmy, here, let me see. There must be 200 or 300 workers all there. That means I'm going to take in $300 a week.
300? I know, because why, sure it does at $1 a head.
Abner, I'm rich.
Well, good for you, Ari.
Look at me, Abner. I am rich.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah.
Here, Abner, shake my hand. Shake the hand of a rich man.
Yeah, well, how do you do, sir?
Pleased to meet you. Here, Mr. Peabody, you can shake my hand, too. Just because I'm rich, I ain't above speaking to my old friends.
Well, I'm proud to hear that, Ari. I was afraid you'd change.
No, sir, not me. I may be a millionaire, but I'm still Ira Hodgkins, the livery stable man, to my friends. Shake my hand, Abner.
Yeah, well, I've done did that.
Oh, yeah, well, them there two women. They said I never know nothing about running a livery stable. Well, they wanted me to give it up even. And now look at me.
Gotta get 6 more teams.
Don't you worry none about that. Huh? I know where there's 4 I can get down at Cherry Hill. And I know I can get the other 2 somewheres. The fact is, I'd better go up to Lever Stable and take charge of everything right now.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Dar. What about them washings that you were supposed to pick up at Miss Blevins' house and them others?
Well, you call up Miss Blevins and ask her if she'll do my washing instead.
Okay. See you there. Yeah, so long, Ari.
Bye, Mr.
Peabody. Goodbye, Ari. Goodbye.
Well, Papa, you done good there.
Yeah.
Yeah, how come you to study up a good idea like that, anyway?
Oh, I don't know. I just knowed what Walt's problem was, and I just figured it out, that's all.
Well, it's sure working out good for everybody. You deserve a lot of credit for that.
Oh, no, I...
You know, it just looks like giving out good advice just natural runs in a Peabody family, don't it?
it sure does, son.
Yeah.
See... Maybe me and you ought to go into business together.
The advice business?
Yeah.
Hi, Doggy, that's a good idea. Why, sure. Peabody and Peabody. Advice give what you weigh.